So just a few thoughts to introduce what it means, kinos. The avodah of kinos is something so foreign to us. Not only because it's something which we do once a year for a very short time period, and so therefore we don't pay attention throughout the year to try to invest the time to understand what it means to be mekanein, what it means akina. One of the deepest recesses of the Jewish soul, the idea of kina is so foreign to us. This is a nation which is of building, growing, of strength. That loss and a lack of shlemus is so foreign to something which comes from such a perfect place. So many times we come and we sit down for kinos, and every year it's as if we never did it before. We don't know what to expect, we don't know which kinos we say, which ones we don't say, we don't know how it's going to go. That every single year we look forward to the fact that the Tisha B'Av won't be, we don't need to see kinos again this year. It's not something which we look forward to, that we hope will exist again. Like we said last night, that we don't write Eich on a cloth. We read Eich from a Chumash. There's no permanence here. Just an introductory thought about kinos, and then we'll start with the list of kinos which we have here as we go through a mitzvah Hashem. One of the psukim which stands out in Eicha. This is the Navi declaring to Klai Yisrael how to respond to the tragedies. And in a sense, perhaps he's depicting what it is, a kina. He says, Kumi Roine Balaila L'Reish HaShmuros. Wake up early and sing Hashem. L'Reish HaShmuros. Shivchi kamayim libech noyechach pnei Hashem. Siyel of kapayach al nefesh al alayach hatufin b'ra'a b'ra'a shukho chutza. This idea of shivchi kamayim libech noyechach pnei Hashem. Not for the fact that it was a famous song, if we may just read through this pasuk. And you would think that it comes from Tehillim somewhere. But it's depicting tefillah, a form of tefillah, in the depths of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Shivchi kamayim libech noyechach pnei Hashem. Medrash writes, it's the Eliyahu Rabba. Madu adima etz tefila lamayim. Why here is tefila nimshal to mayim? Alama mayim halalu rabim heim mechobay ha'ilam. That just like water is available to everyone in the world, al chomas yadav shavara ba'ilam. Kachi Adam Mizuman B'choli Varav Lasais Ritzayim Misha'am V'haya Ha'ayla. Just as water is available everywhere to all the Masi Adayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He created a world of chesed, but that which is most needed for a person to survive, it's the most available for him. Imagine if water was $1,000 a bottle. But it's not. You can get water from free for your tap. It's part of the chesed of Hashem. That a person should take lesson from the water. But just like water is available everywhere, so too a person should be available everywhere. And every aver of his body, says Eliyahu HaNavi, to do the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Shivchi Kamayim Libich is an expression of tefillah that a Jew has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he prostrates himself in front of Hashem and he says, every limb, every fiber of my being, I'm ready to give you. And he continues, the Navi, and he says, "See, love kapayach al nefesh alalayach. Raise up your hands on nefesh alalayach, on the nefesh of your children." Similar pasuk later on, Nisa Lavavinu al Kapayim al El Bashamayim. This is a Rashi. Kishaonu Naisim is Kapayim al Hashamayim. When we raise up our hands to heaven in tefillah, Nisa Af Lavavinu Imahem. Let's raise up our hearts with our hands, Lashuv Lahashiv Lavavinu Lifnei HaMakom Baruch Hu. So that we can do tshuva before Hashem. According to the way Rashi is putting this, Yirmiyahu is telling the Jewish people, saying, when you lift up your hands to Hashem, lift up your heart also. This is a very strong, subtle rebuke to the Jewish people. It's very easy for a person to think that when he shuffles really hard and he sways back and forth, he's jumping up and down. He's in the middle of Shemona Esrei and he stands up with his hands out in the air. To get cut off and like he's really involved in the moment of tefillah. He's really in it. Says the Navi, Nisa Levavenu Al Kapayim, when you bring up your hands to heavens, please take your heart along with you. The person is swaying back and forth and the hands are going up and the feet are jumping up, but the heart is still dead. It's still in the same place that it was. Says the Navi, this is the opposite of tefillah. Shivchi kamayim libeich noechach kani Hashem. Elav kapayich. Si'i elav kapayich. Then you can lift up your hands. Shivchi kamayim libech necha pnei Hashem si elayach kapayach. You have some tzaddikim that they stand like a wall. They make no movements whatsoever, but inside there's a fire, mamash, there's a fire. That a person can be Yehei Adam Mezumah B'chol Levarav L'Asas V'Semisham V'Haya Olam. But the ikkar is that a person commits himself. That every single Eivor serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That a person is an Ish Pnimi, that he doesn't read a Chazal like this and says that a person gives up all of his Eivorim to Hashem. Now means that the hands go up and the feet jump up. Commitment that a person is willing to give over every fiber of his being to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That tefillah comes from such a place that even before he's mispala, he says, "I'm ready to give you everything." And so many parts during the tefillah, so many times in tefillah, that in pnimis atayra, that a person is machaving to give up his life for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Alpi pnimis atayra, every time a person says the words Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. Melech ha'olam in a bracha. When he says the words Melech ha'olam, he's machaving to give up his life. Dal l'mis and beis din. This is the place where Akina comes from. Akina takes us back to the bare bones of what Tfilah really is. Because throughout the year, we put on our talis and tefillin and we come into the shul and we pace back and forth by our makom and we throw up our hands and we go through the motions of tefillah. And when it comes to kinos, everybody does the same thing. We sit on the floor. The hands are not going up, the feet are not jumping up. You come back to the shifri kamayim mibich. You come back to a penis tefillah. That all the chitzonius fades away, and you come back to the pnimius, and the person gets back to the real understanding of Yehi Adam Mezumo Mechol Yivar V'Lasa Shetzai Mishama V'Hayar. When a person does that, he makes himself, he's mocking himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a shor, it's nikneh, it's konui to the bailin. When a person dedicates himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Every eiver in my body is yours," then he connects himself, and he becomes part of every single thing in the bria, which it says about it, "Kulam b'chokh ma'sisa, malah ha'aretz kinyanecha," that everything is just a kinyan of Hashem. Everything belongs to Him. And that's really the word kina in its root. Kina is from a lashon kinyan. When a person makes a kina, and he does it in an eifen of shivchi kamayim libeich neichach pnei Hashem, then he becomes once again kani to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the mission at the end of Avos, which says that Hashem has chamisha kinyanim, Avram Avinu is one of those kinyanim. The Beis HaMikdash is one of those kinyanim. And Chorban Beis HaMikdash means that there's a lack in kinyan. There's a lack in kinyan in the Velt, there's a lack in kinyan in the Adam. That Hashem is lacking his kinyanim. And therefore, it's not important so much that a Jew should know what he's saying in the kina. They're written in a way, dafka, that you shouldn't understand what they mean on the outside. Because only for those who really understand the pnimius of what a kina is, Hashem will open up their eyes to know what it means on the chitzonius also. But Hashem says today, if you're going to open up a kina and you're going to read it like a book, and you're going to read just the storyline of the tragedies, the real kina is the shivchi kamayim libech nechach pnei Hashem. That the words are just a levush. That he has something to say. That he has a guf to put a neshama into. That kina can express an idea of kol ivar elaser tzarnay. And it's good for that moment that as we make ourselves kinyanim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring the whole world along with us to become kinyanim. That when Avram's a kinyan, the Shemayim Va'aretz is a kinyan. And the Beis HaMikdash is the representation that, see now how the world is kulay, ma'alah ha'aretz kinyanecha. That when the Beis HaMikdash, which is the das of the world, when there's an expression of ma'alah ha'aretz b'yas Hashem, then there'll be a ma'alah ha'aretz kinyanecha. Those two things go hand in hand, because you need das to make a kinyan. So we need a lot of siyata d'shmaya, because the avodah is not chitzonius, it's very pinyus. That part of the whole Indian of Churban is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the chitzonius world to bring us back to the deeper, real, bare reality of the pinyus world. It's a Churban on the outside to attach ourselves to the truth on the inside. As we begin these kinos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata neshamaya, not to ramble through them, to do them ba'oifim chitzonius, as the pasuk says, b'roish kol chutzais, just to throw things on the outside. People to connect in a pneumistic way. It should be zeichet together with all Gans Kleiso and the whole world. It should be zeichet to this kinyan. To be nicked HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the kinos. And to see the inyan of Megillah of Malach, the Hashem, the Bias Gal Tzedek, and have a meal on it. There's another aspect about this idea of Ayikonim Yeho Yoshio. The point in the Tachas of Evi Sumu Churban is in order to bring us to a greater binyan in Aliyah. That if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Bayis Shlishi to build, there never would have been a destruction of a Bayis Rishon and a Bayis Sheni. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasu is worse than Eilid, and the Chacham is always building. And from the beginning of the project, he sees the Tachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his wisdom, he saw that the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, this is not the Tachlis, this is not why I created the world. For everybody who's standing by and they see the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash, they see the destruction of a purpose, of the plan, of the Iker, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasai, with his Rachmanis eyes, he sees that I have something much better for you. It's like pulling away a candy from a child. And you have a huge $1,000 present to give him. And he cries for a few moments, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him, and the father shows him, look at this is what I have for you here. The child doesn't want to look anymore at the candy. In a moment, it's forgotten. But until the moment comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us the purpose of all these tragedies. The great unfathomable goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for each and every one of us and the whole world. For these moments we're broken, and in those moments of despair we can fall into a state of Yiddush. And Yiddush is the worst. Like the Kavina said, that the greatest mitzvah is in a mitzvah and the greatest aveira is not in the aveira. The greatest mitzvah is going to the mikvah and it's not even a mitzvah. And the greatest aveira is atzvus and yish, and it's not even an aveira. The Baal Shem Tov says that more than the Yitzhahara wants, that the Satan wants, that a Jew should do the aveira, is that he wants the aftermath of the aveira, which is the yish. So if you can knock out the fighter and if he gets up, then he's still not KO'd. You want that he should be out and out for the count. It's the real victory. So therefore, to the satan, it's not so much that a person eats treifis, or if he doesn't put on tefillin, or if he misses his man kriya shema, or if he's mevata, learning a little bit, if he says something which is not so nice. There's a certain way of looking at the mitzvah satire that everything is the same. And that's how the satan looks at everything. I want to get you like this and like that and like that, because as long as I could find that one thing which really hurts you, and I can bring you to a Yiddish, then to me it doesn't matter. As long as I have Jews who are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that they're supposed to, because they're Mayayish on themselves, it doesn't matter which mitzvah, which Aveira I use. It's all just a tactic. The end of the day is that if a Jew is Mayayish, then I've won. That there's so many thousands of years that if a Jew can be Miyayish and he can forget about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then the Satan says, I've succeeded. Which in an ironic sense, that coming and having, celebrating, quote unquote, Churban Beis HaMikdash can really be in effect celebrating the fact that we've not forgotten about Beis HaMikdash. And that's our biggest accomplishment. And in a way, coming together by Churban Beis HaMikdash is the greatest demonstration of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But the Jew says that although I've been chayte chayt chata Yerushalayim, they were chatu bekiflayim, chayt after chayt. Even the idea was chamruus an ma'oid. That if a Jew knows that he's not miyayish, this is the biggest root, this is the foundation stone of all Binyan. Because he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forsake him. That Hashem will never forsake His people, or the world, or the master plan, the Bayis Shlishi. The Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim V'aretz that He set out when creating this world, that this should be. And the only way to do that is for a Jew to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, and He will never forsake him because of His love for him. That He promised him, and He swore to him, and these are very ancient swears. It's an ancient oath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bound Himself by. That He would never forget the Jewish people, and never forget the master plan. That on a personal level, that a Jew doesn't forget his own godless. He doesn't forget who he is, where he comes from, the neshama which he has, the yichus which he has, the father which he has, the history that he has. To always elevate the tzad hagadlus over the tzad hayish. This is a hatzlacha, a very penious hatzlacha that Churban Beis HaMikdash has, that in the moment of Churban, that a Jew is already creating the foundation stone for Binyan. Because he refuses to give in to the fact that there's a sense of Yish Vayid. This is the penious of the Kina. And this is Vayikoinin Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. That Yirmiyahu, that the sense of Remumus, is Makainin al Yoshiyahu on the Yish. That it's Meroimim and it's Mala the Yish. This is the penis of what the skin is. Next kina, im teichan anashim piryam, alalai tikuchim alalai di. If it could happen that women ate the fruit of their own womb, the babes of their care, alas unto me. The things which were mamish unthinkable. Things which nobody thought were even shy to happen in the belt. And in a sense, in Churban Beis HaMikdash, Hashem made like chidushim. There was a chidush that the tzar could be so great. That a mother should eat her child. It's not even written B'lashon Vadnai, it's written like Im. It's like if it could be like this. We could have even thought of such a thing. Our mind didn't even go to such places that we would think that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash could have brought us to such a low place. The wives who once ate Trumas and Maisers, that they can only put Kedushin to their mouths. that the very same mouth can be eating not just flesh and blood, but their very own flesh and blood. This is really the kina which taps into a place within the Jewish soul where a person is margish. The extent, not per se on a ruchnius level, what it means loss of Beis HaMikdash. Because loss of Beis HaMikdash, Mechil Hashem, means on so many levels. And each kina, the Python is bringing on a new perspective, of a new insight of how the tragedy affects me. This expression of the Python, Yom Teichalna Nashim Piriyam Alalei Tibuchim, is literally right out of a pasuk in Eicha. Re'e Hashem v'habita l'mi olal takai. But the Navi says to Hashem, see very carefully, Re'e Hashem v'habita, look at the tragedy. Yom Teichalna Nashim Piriyam Alalei Tibuchim. And he goes on to say, which we'll have a kina later about, the Mihareg b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi, also unthinkable. Of course, he's referring to Zechariah. That not only did the Yidden kill Zechariah, but if you put things together, it's mamish unthinkable. That the tzaddik, Hadar, who was a navi, who was being misnavi to them to be careful because the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. And as he was saying so in the Beis HaMikdash, as a Navi and as a Kohen, he was killed. If somebody would tell you such a thing can happen, you would say it's impossible. It's mamish impossible. That the Tzaddik Adar, who is a Navi in a Kohen, talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, in the sight of the Beis HaMikdash, should be murdered. It's unthinkable. In Ruchnius, it's unthinkable just as much as in Tzachan HaNash and Piyom. It's unthinkable, mamish unthinkable. If not for the fact that the Navi says to you, would say it could never happen. That a Jew should be able to come to such a place, that he should do such a thing. Bring this out, the Medrash here and Medrash Zuta says. Like in many things in Chazal, this is referring also to a particular incident which took place. There was a child that his name was Doeg ben Yosef. And he was a very beloved child, and it says that his mother, the Aim Imai, and his grandmother, Vachaisai, Vachosaviv, and all the women of the family, they loved him dearly. That every once in a while they loved him so much that they would take out the ruler and they would measure to see how he was growing. And when they would see that he grew a little bit, they would take out coins, they would take out gold and silver. And they would dedicate it to the Beis HaMikdash. In thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the son was growing. The Kevin Shitzah Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. But when Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim, Haisa'imu Kravaisav, the very same women, Eichlin Eisai Eivarim Eivarim. They ate limb by limb, Doeg ben Yosef. Little precious Doeg ben Yosef. Ve'alav, and on this Doeg ben Yosef, Mekayin Yirmiya, Im Teichan Anashim Pirim Alalei. Now, of course, the pshat and the medrash is like we said, that the most beloved, the most precious, that the unthinkable should happen to the mamish, the most precious child. And it's really a mashal to the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash, that yes, it's shaykh. It's shaykh. We'll get to this later, Mr. Shem. It's shaykh that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who loves us so much, that he should bring a Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's shaykh. That too is unthinkable. But it still begs the question, how could this be? That out of all the children that there were, the dafka on Doeg ben Yosef, that the parents, that they were doing a virtuous thing. Was this not an act of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That here Doeg ben Yosef was growing up, and they realized that this is, I have to thank Hashem for having such a child that he's growing up. Give money towards the Beis HaMikdash. So although it's not, you can't say that it's pshat. But the rem is, we could say. First of all, you should know, the Chassam Sofer says, that you know why Korach came to do the terrible things that Korach did? Because Esav had a grandson whose name was Korach. And because Korach was named after Korach, that Korach, it left a roshim on Korach to do evil things. I go up to somebody in my class, his name was Nimrod. Nimrod Jones. And my Rebbe refused to call him Nimrod. He called him Mr. Jones. Names and leave an impression on a person. Doeg ben Yosef. Doeg ben Yosef. You know who Doeg is? Doeg v'Achitofel, one who was responsible for the slaughtering of the Noivir HaKohanim, who instigated Shaul against David HaMelech, who made David's life a living Gehenna. How do you call your son Doeg ben Yosef? Not only that, the word Doeg is a lesson of fear. Maybe this, maybe that. We don't know what's going to come around the corner. Doeg is something which is foreign to a Jew. If you turn around the letters of Doeg, it's Ogud, that's a Jew. The Ogud Achas. The Doeg is foreign to a Jew. Of course, we're human. Mitzad of humanity, we worry. But mitzad of neshamas, we don't worry. And perhaps that's even why this kinnah is written in the lashon of the way that it is. Im teichana, im tadashelna, im. Every im is a doiga, is a fear, is an if. The part of the kina is that we lament the fact that we have fears. And instead of eating our fears, we bring upon ourselves our greatest fear. On another level, and this is certainly a Rebbe's Balma, is that the grandparents and the mother and the aunts, they all celebrated the growth of Doeg ben Yosef. They would take out the ruler and they would measure the growth of Doeg ben Yosef and they would say, oh, look, this Doeg is growing up. We're so excited, he's growing up to be a man. What is real growth? Does a Jew measure growth by a ruler, by a measuring stick? How much does it really matter if a person is 5'1", 5'2", 6'3"? Some of the greatest tzaddikim were tiny. Tiny people. Some of them were very big. But since when does a Jew look at another Jew and say, let me even notice? Does it make for any difference that a Jew should celebrate physical growth? But of course, this is the remez ba'amah, because a Jew should celebrate when a child, if a person has a child, and the child is getting old. Of course, be thankful for that too. But the real measure of a person's growing up and getting bigger is, is my Gira Shemayim growing? Is my Emunah Bitachon growing? How's my davening coming along? How's my relationship with my chaver and with my wife? How are things with my children? How are things coming along in Ruchnius? How's my Avodas Hashem coming? This is the type of gold which really belongs in the Beis HaMikdash. This is how they measure gold in the Beis HaMikdash. The physical gold and the decoration and the yaifi of the Beis HaMikdash was just a levush to what's really celebrated in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the avayid in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the tefillos and the karbanos, the sacrifice that a Jew makes. This is the real growth. So as a siman and part of what Churban Beis HaMikdash is, that if a Jew starts to celebrate chitzonis and his malim ayin from real pinyus growth, on that it's right to say akina. To say akina, the fact that we've lost sight of being able to see things for the pinyus as opposed to the chitzonis. Tell us that the death of a tzaddik is equal to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And here, as we're about to do the kino, which discusses the death of the Asar HaRugim Malchus, in a sense, it's like the destruction of 10 Batei Mikdash in one. We have to put into perspective that this is not just a group of 10 tzaddikim, as if it's like a minion. Each one in his own right was unique. A God of Adar. A Beis HaMikdash of his own. No channel of Shefa and Kedusha and Shechin in the world. And Avodah Zarah didn't all die in the same day, or Mamish in the same Tufa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his eyes, with the eyes of Tzaddikim, were able to see that this wasn't just isolated event of a tzaddik dying here, a tzaddik dying there. As we know, the roots of the Asar HaRugim Malchus, as they go back to the Shvatim, which sold Yosef, which is the root of all churban in the world, of all period levavos in the world, comes from Mechiras Yosef. But this was a time in history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was correcting, making tikkunim in the roots and the sharashim of all kilkul and churban. And in this churban of Asar HaRugim Malchus lies the biggest binyan and tikkun almost in history. Ad kedikach, that the Ari HaKadosh tells us that every day when we say Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Yafia, we refer to the nekama that Hashem will take on the Gayim for the Asar HaRugim Malchus. But we've not yet seen the special nekama. When we say Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Yafia, that this nekama, of which the Gemara says that this is the nekama of all nekamas, that it's referring to the nekama of the death of the Asar HaRugim Malchus. That the Ari says that when you say Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Yafia, you're able to make tikkunim every day during davening when you say that. But if not for those tikkunim that the Asar HaRugim Malchus do by mentioning them, then we wouldn't be able to do what we do in davening. That if that which the Malachim said, Zutchayr v'zutchayra, that Hashem says shesoyk, kach all of the machshavayisai, that that every day we turn to the Asura Hazim and Nachas. Every day, little do we know, when we say Kanakamas Hashem, we turn to them and to the Mesiras Nefesh. To be pale, whatever we're doing every single day during davening, I'm Bielski Yotzer. That meaning of tzaddikim is mishtatif in our minyan every single day. Once again, the Python and the Navi are giving us a new perspective of Korban Beis HaMikdash. The Korban Beis HaMikdash is not only the death of a Kohen Benavi in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not only in Tichan and Nashim Kiyam. Another facet of the Korban Beis HaMikdash is the death of Tzaddikim. And death of Tzaddikim doesn't just mean one thing. It means very many things. You could say he's a tzaddik, but tzaddik means that there's so many things about a tzaddik. It's like saying, talking about a house, when a house has so many rooms. And every single room has parts of it. And even within the house, that there's pipes. We say tzaddik, but every tzaddik is a world. But in particular, the Navi is mekayne on the loss of Torah. The Arzi Halavan on the Adiri HaTorah, the Bali HaMasayrah from generation to generation, those who taught old Torahs, that there are machadish new Torahs, that they reveal the Torah Shabbal Peh to us. B'Akiva is the Av of all Torah Shabbal Peh. But the death of B'Akiva at the hands of the Romans means that at the root of Torah Shabbal Peh there's a tremendous horror. That there's a gaping hole in Torah Shabbal Peh. Because of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and included in Chorban Beis HaMikdash is the Asari Harunim. In fact, the very word Eicha, the Medrash says Eicha stands for Aleph Yechidu Shel Olam. Yod Aseres Adibres. Chaf is the Mila which is Nitna La'achar Chaf Dairis. And Hey is the Chamush Yechum Sheitar. That part of the Eicha is that we're makining on not just on the Chilul Hashem and the Briya, which is the Aleph, which is the Reish Barishon, of course. But we're mekainin on the Aseres Adibros. We're mekainin on the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That although Shivas of Atamas is the destruction of the Luchos, that's the day of the Shiras of Luchos. The mekaininim, the tzar and the avelus of the destruction of the Luchos, that takes place in Tishvah. That there's a special mourning that we have on Shiras Aluchos, because Shiras Aluchos represents the destruction of all Torah which is lost. So the Medrash says, Eicha Yashva Badad. Badad is Gematria 10, which is the Aseres Adibros. The Medrash, not a Chassid Shavar. Badad is the Aseres Adibros. We just read in the Haftarah today. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nobody knows what I'm really crying about. Like the Gemara Nedarim says, nobody knows why there's really a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Nevi'im, ask the Chachamim, nobody knows. Vayomer Hashem al ozom es tayrasi. You know why I'm really crying? You know why I really can't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore? Because they've forsaken my Torah. Because they're continuing in the way of Shiras Aluchos. And instead of trying to reconstruct and to rebuild Torah, and although it was very subtle, which of course has many implications, which in its root means that if you pull Hashem out of the Torah, that itself causes the Torah to break. Rav Shmuelke from Nikolsburg. He told his Talmud, the Chazit from Lublin, his Yartzeit was yesterday, he would say to him, that if you ever see me learning, and I'm getting caught up in the pilpul, and I'm losing my dveikus with Hashem, as if I'm Mesiach Das from Hashem, when I stick on my finger like this, pull my finger. So that I can remember, that not to lose sight of the Eibishter. But I shouldn't pull Hashem out of the Torah, Chalil. And not to say that the Nefesh HaChaim would agree with that necessarily. But this is the way of the Chassidim, the great Chassidim. And the Chazal said, never in my life did I have to do such a thing for Rav Shmuel. Never. Never did I see him once lose his vekus with Hashem in his learning. So Chazal say that Moshe didn't have to break the Luchos, but when the letters left the Luchos, they broke. That if you pull the Eivishter out of the Torah, then the Torah Memelo breaks. Means that there's a churban in Torah. In fact, on the pasuk in the beginning of Perek Dalet, Eicha Yuam Zaha, Yishne Hakesam Hatayif Tishtapeichna Avne Kodesh Beresh Kuchutzei. See here that there's a parish by the Lechem Dima. I don't know who that is. Much greater than me. He says that this pasuk, which seemingly is referring to Eicha Yuam Hazav, that the Zav has become, has lost its shine. Yishne Hakesam Hatayif. That the beautiful pearls, Tishtapecha Avne Kodesh, as if in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Navi is really lamenting about it, that people were taking their jewelry and throwing it into the streets. This is what he's doing the Kohen about, he says. This is really part of the Churban? That we have to know that people were taking their jewelry and throwing it into the streets? He says, Ein Kavanah Zay. This is not the Kavanah. Ela Hishafech Dam Chachmei Yisrael Habikin Batayro V'Mistareha. This is a special kina referring to the Chachamim, the Bekiyim in Tyre and the secrets of Tyre. Ka'asara haruge malchus. V'lazeh ha'amar al ha'tyre atzma. He's talking about the Tyre. That he's saying about the Tyre and about the Chachamim who are left, that are left. Eicha yuam. How the shine of the Chachamim has become darkened. Ha'kesim ha'tyre. The mystery Tyre, the precious jewels. We have nobody who can expand upon these jewels like Rabbi Akiva. It says about these stones, Yishne, Mishana Lugusha v'chagerasa, that the Lugushe Hatayra, which were ones that the Torah dressed up in such beautiful garments, that the Darshan and Rabbi Akiva, when he would say Torah to the people, he would say such precious jewels of Torah. They would look at those rolls of Torah and they would say, Yakarahim Yipnim, this is much more valuable than pearls. It had such a shine, it had such a levush, that there was nothing in the world which meant more to them than these Torahs. But they had a way of saying a Torah in Pinyas and dressing up the Torah with such a beautiful decoration, with the pilpul. Not just with the pilpul, but then the Pinyas and the Teichen, everything was just so gewaltig. That such Torah, which is called Kesem HaTayv, is Yishneh. That now the Torah that it wears sack, that all that we see from Torah nowadays is that there's Torah, but it's dressed up in sackcloth. That the Avnei Kodesh, what's real Avnei Kodesh? The Talmidei Chachamim, Hushbu Berev Kol Chutzais. Umeata Matahei Aleihem, what will be for such Torah? But the Navi begins Perek Dalet, Eicha Yuam Zav, as if he's trying to talk about like the pearls and the gold and the silver. That he begins a parak like that, and he says, Eicha. Eicha the pearls. It's like, Eicha Yashva Badad. Eicha Yerushalayim is destroyed. Eicha, woe to the jewelry in the streets. Comes along the tzaddik. This can't be. Can't be. You can only understand such a pasuk al-pi penis. There's no other way to understand such a pasuk. The only real pearls, the only real jewels that there are, the tzaddikim and the chachamim and their Torahs. part of this is a call for us. Part of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, in which the Churban Beis HaMikdash most hit us, is in the limud of Pnimius HaTorah and Sisrei Torah. That when we walk through in matters of Sisrei Torah and Pnimius HaTorah, we're like the blind in the dark. The Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chazal gadol throughout the generations has sent us tzaddikim, Shimon bar Yochai and the Ari and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other great tzaddikim to reveal to us, to open up our eyes, to light up a little bit of the darkness. Because more than anything that the Tzaddik wants is that a Jew should be connected to Pnimius. We should be Beresh Kol Kutzos. Beautiful Kedusha on this and part of the Vayishlach. If Cook here, he writes a very personal thing about himself. He writes, not even a Torah. He writes, "Mipnei hakavod hamadumeh." That just because everybody says that everybody respects Talmidei Chachamim, that everybody wants to give kavod to a person who's baki in Shas, let's have a pass in Shilas. Loi as I just chukasu the Sisrei Torah. This will not cause me that I should lose out from my chukka for Sisrei Torah. That although I'm walking on what's like a beaten path of my own, I'm not going to forsake myself. Das Hashem kel emes tamit isagvini. Because the knowledge of Hashem, the true knowledge of Hashem, will always lead me. That will always be my goal. Gam bihi yoisi bebeis megurai. Be'eretz noidi, begolus v'shiflus. Even as I travel in golus and in shiflus. Shehi hi hakapara hayoisi gadayla hamechaperes esakot. Omepekach miroyim mi'oi. And then he davens to Hashem, Hashem yitein li lashon limudim. Give me the lashon to learn. Yeroimim ruchi v'itar da'iti levavi v'chalashon oisai. V'gala li or pnimius nishmasi. Nafshi chemda b'tzayadecha ladas kol ruas adecha. Teras emes tisagveini aroimim shem Hashem b'shir b'seich ra'avim ha'halalem. But a chelik, a mamash a chelik of Korban Beis HaMikdash is the loss of the Talmidei Chachamim. The Bali HaTayra, the Sisrei Torah, the Pnimius of Torah. And although the Golas weighs on us, and if a person who has a chukka to know Pnimius, that he feels like many times he's just a yachid, and there's nobody around, and he feels like he's walking by himself, and Rav Kook is mechazik himself many times, this is just one place. But he writes to be mechazik himself, and he will say, I will not leave because of what I see on the outside. I will not leave myself, I will not leave my mission, I will not leave purpose. And my mission in Binyan Beis HaMikdash in this level to be connected to a Chitzonius without a Pnimius, with a Chitzonius. So therefore, reading about the Azir Levana, the Adira HaTayra, the Bechsav and the Alpeh, they call to us. The mechazik and the things which they stood for. And to see, be able to relate that when we hear things like Zohav, Kesem HaTayv, Avni Kodesh, that a Jew's reaction should be, oh, Talmidei Chacham. Words of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, particularly. The fact that we don't see and we don't resonate with words like that, that's a siman of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be that when a Jew hears such words, what's precious, what's jewelry, what means something to us, when the mind is trained and when the neshama is in tune to be able to hear such things and say, oh, this is Torah, this is Talmidei Chacham. That's a semen of a person's own personal Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And building his own personal Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash of Lord. The next kina, which is 22 chafiz al Ashkenaz and chaf gimel in the other, hachayishu mimeni v'adadeir. So Shlomo Melech counts for us Chof Salad Eitim. Chol Zman Ve'ez Tachas HaShemayim. And we're familiar with the more famous ones, Eis Lahai, Eis Nismai, Eis Shalayim, Eis Lahama. He writes, amongst these Eitim, Eitz Ladader, Eitz Lishtai, Lachashayis. There's a time to be silent. We know them when we come in our Avodas Hashem. But so much of our Avodas Hashem is based upon the path. The Kol Kol Yaakov in Tzila, the Kol Kol Yaakov in Torah. Shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. Everything that a Jew does, he judges his path. And the Gan Tzior were involved in the Eis Ladaber and the Eis Ladaber and the Eis Ladaber. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is the Eis Lishtai. But the Avodah on Tisha B'Av is silent. By Yidai Maharim, to the tragedy of Nadav and Avihu, which is Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is Tumas Ahecha. Aaron of Kohen teaches us how a Jew responds in a time of tragedy by Yidai Maharim. And in that silence, Chazal say that he was rewarded in the Siachet Yimah Hadibur. That he was zayichet to have in that schuz that only Hashem would speak to him and not to Maish and teach him the halachas of shtuya yayin in the mikvah. And that's what the Navi says in Eicha. Yeshev badad v'yidayin. That Eicha Yashva Badad is just one part of the picture. Eicha Yashva Badad, that a Jew should sit by himself. That even when he sits with Chevron, he's still sitting by himself. But there's no Aguda today. There's no real sense of Achdus, which we know, which took place only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Sinas Chinam being the root of all Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the Eicha Yashva Badad comes along the Navi later and says, this Badad, it doesn't just mean Yashva Badad. It means Yeshev Badad V'yidayin. That he sits in a moment of silence. And he says, today I have no words. And we throw around the term, and we see in this term, Shechina Begalus, Shechinta Begalusa, Begalus HaShechina, that the Shechina of Hashem is in Galus, is in exile. Comes along the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, reveals all previous things to us. Doesn't mean Galus HaShechina. I think it's many ways. Galus HaShechina can mean many things. If you ask a Baal Musar, he'll tell you what Galus HaShechina is. If you ask a Mekubal what it is, he'll tell you what it is. If you ask some average person on the street, he'll have a pshat in Galus HaShechina. Comes along the Baal Shem. You know what really Galus HaShechina is? As it's brought down from the Tobas Yaakov Yosef and the Tzadikim. Galus HaShechina means that when a Jew speaks, and he speaks without thinking about what he's speaking, that's called Galus HaShechina. Because the Shechina is the Dibur, he says. But the Dibur is the Malchus. If the Dibur is the Malchus, the Shechina of Hashem. And if a Jew doesn't know how to be Mayrach a word, as he says, that if he just throws out words, Tishpachna Avnei Kodesh, Verosh Kol Chutzos, he throws out words. Words are cheap. And he doesn't know how to make a word a Merkava. That every word which he says, like he said about the Tzaddikim, if he didn't say a word, They didn't say a word with some type of a yichud involved. Like I said about the Rafshitzer when he became sick. He became weak at one point, so the doctors thought that the Rafshitzer, that he became a mute. Because for many days he was just motioning to his children. If he wanted something, he would use his hands. He would speak with his hands. And so everybody was concerned, and they would say, Tati, Tati, is everything okay? He would say, he wouldn't talk. And finally, when he started to come well again, so he told his children, he says, I'm sorry. He says, I have an Indian by me that I don't speak without a yichud. And when I was sick and I was physically weak, even my neshama was weak, I couldn't be machav in a yichud in every word. So how can I possibly say a word without making a yichud? I say silent. Having no Beis HaMikdash around means that a Jew doesn't know how to talk. That he talks like a guy chalila. But the Jew doesn't worry that if the machshava, that a holy thought is not connected to a word on some level, then he sends the words into galus, and that's called galus Hashem. This is the Baal Shem. So the Jew sits on Tisha B'Av, and being margish la'imek ha'churban means that a Jew that hears, what is a dibur? So even though today one can say, listen, we're doing lots of words, we're saying tavening, we're davening a lot today, we're saying lots of kinos, we share the b'chizuk. But even the kinos themselves, and the eicha itself, these are not just words which defy the silence. These are words which emerge from within the silence. Which is like you don't hear somebody getting up and with kina and he belts it out. But even the tune of Eicha is so soft that even if a person says it loudly, it's still not loud. But even when the kinas are said loudly, they're still not loud. Nobody ever heard a loud kina. Even when you say the words, they're not coming from the place from where speech comes from. They're coming from the place from which silence comes from. They're coming from that place where Torah emanated from, that the whole world was silent when Hashem spoke. And He said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. It's from that place that Hashem says words. And those are the words which we utter, we try to utter, as a Zeicher B'chol Mitzvah. But we say that there's no words. And the only words which we can say are words from within the silence. This is how this kina begins. Hacharishu mimani v'adabeyo. Hacharishu mimani. But from the place of silence v'adabeyo. This kina is lo l'olam en alatzmo yasa, l'olam alakval kulo yasa. Even if a person is talking and he's sharing and he's a medaber, but the place which he holds on the day of Tisha B'Av is the makom of Vayid Mahara. So when he saw the destruction of his own Beis HaMikdash, the Gufa on the last day of the Shemoneh Esrei HaMiluim, the inauguration of the Mikdash itself, there was a Churban. That was the very first Churban Beis HaMikdash. Part of the rectification, the tikkun of galus hashkina, that a Jew knows how to speak. Shvach should give us a siyat kishmaya, that all the diburim which we say should always be makdim amachshava taiva to the diburim which we say. It's avoided from tzaddikim, but as we strive and we yearn and we mispalo, that Hashem should help us be mispalo. That we should say words to Hashem, that He should help us in our diburim. Not just an avoided b'fab, but it's avoided b'chlalia from what it means to end the galus hashkina and bring the galus hashkina. This kina which we just did, as Navi Chatasi Yishmina, really, my fault, I should have really introduced this kina. Even still, it works on Afreya. The Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol had a daughter and a son. And we know Rabbi Shmuel was very beautiful. And when the son and the daughter were taken captive to two different to two different masters. Each one boasted that I have the most beautiful man, I have the most beautiful woman. We should bring them together, they'll have children, and we'll be able to make a fortune. And they were thrown into a room together, into a dark room. And in the night, each one said to each other, they said to themselves, the Mechazik himself, but how can the grandson, the descendant of Aaron HaKayim, come together with a Shivcha, which is what he thought was just sitting across the room from him? How can the daughter of Yocheved marry a slave? Woe to us that Hashem decreed this upon me. And they cried in the corner till morning. And when they looked around and they saw me at the corner, there was my brother, there was my sister, and they embraced. And locked in arms, they died. And Yumiya says about this, I cry about this always. Again, you cry about this one incident, you always cry about this. Pardon, you don't cry about always? This incident I will never forget, says Yumiya. Why does this need a special kina? After all, this doesn't bring out how terrible the Gullus was. Why are we being the Koinin on this? But really, this is a mashal. Something which really happened, which is a mashal for real things. Really, this whole Churban Beis Hamikdash and Gullus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu throws us into a deep, dark room. And it's very dark and we can't see in Gullus. And there's a big Yitzhahara which is across the room from us. And it's tempting us to do Averas. And it's saying, you should do this Avera, you should do this Avera. There's a big Yitzhahara to do. And then the Jew stands proud and he stands strong. And when that darkness is over and the gullus goes away, you look in the other corner and you see that Hashem was with you the whole time. But there's an aspect of Imo Anochi Betzara that when we went into gullus, the Shechina went with us. And the Jew who really knows the secret of what Churban Beis HaMikdash is and what gullus HaShechina means, gullus HaShechina means that there was never a gullus. Because if the Shechina is with you, how can you call it a gullus? And this is part of the Nechama that Hashem will show us, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachem Chem, that Hashem will show us that there was never a Gullus at all. But if you forget, if there's no Das, then there's a Gullus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I never created a Gullus for you. Because if I went along with you, then how was there a Gullus? That what you thought in the other corner, was it Evan and the Shivcha, which is what the Sahara is compared to? It was never that. It was me all along. I was always there with you. You just couldn't see properly. And for that I understand that it's not easy. It's a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Yosef said to the brothers, Ani Yosef, this is a simon for the future Gula. But when Hashem says, Ani Hashem, the same busha which fell upon the faces of the Shvatim will fall upon the Yidden. What is that busha? The busha is that what they realized that all along there was never a Golos. Because this dictator called Yosef, who was putting them through the Gehenim, was never Gehenim at all. There's no such thing as Tznach Nas Paneach. There's only Yosef. She said, if we can't recognize through the tzafnas paneach that there's Yosef behind the mask, then that's called gos. And this is exactly what Yermin is mekoinen on. He's mekoinen on this tamid. Because every generation, zeirazayis tamid ani baychi, I cry upon this, every generation I cry about this. Not about particularly the Bas Yishmael and the Ben Yishmael Kohen Gadol. About a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kohen Gadol. That he has children, Klai Yisrael and the Shechina. But they can't see each other because of the darkness. But when the light comes up and the Megu'ula shines and they're going to see each other and embrace. There's another tremendous chizik in all this. That in passing, the Python tells us, he mourned all a tremble inside his heart was melting. How can somebody as great as me do something so base like this? Do I know who I am? That if a Jew knows that I come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that I have a piece of Hashem inside of me, that the whole world was created for me. If a Jew loses sight of the fact of who he is and where he comes from, then he may fall. And that's the Iker Chorban based on Mekdash, that a Jew has no idea who he is. That we walk in the streets and we don't have eyes to see that we're so different than the guy. That we dress like them and we may speak like them and we live in their cities. And we think a human is a human. Where a Jew is very little human and very much Hashem. And instead of living out of that 99% of godliness which we are, we're living out of the 1% of humanity that we are. So we could say the same thing. Like, what to cry about? We have to cry about. We mamish don't know who we are. It was only just a few weeks ago we were on Shavuos. You couldn't differentiate between a malach and a Jew. You couldn't differentiate between Hashem and a Jew, kilu. Kivyachal. When the Yidden stood at Har Sinai. And Yemarti Elihim Akem, Uvni El Yon Kulchem. And now just a few weeks later, Achein Ka Adam Tu Musunu, Chachad Asarim Tu Poilu. And from Tisha B'Av is where we fall to the lowest place. Part of that silence that we spoke about before is that a behemah has no sense of speech. One of the reasons why we don't speak on Tisha B'Av is because we come to the Hakara that we really are like a behemah. That we've acted such ways. That we've fallen so low. To accept that reality, it's a painful reality. That so quickly we come to a place of Ani Amarti, that a Jew has Diburim. That he knows how to speak like the Eibishter speaks. He's fallen to a place where he's even scared to say anything. Shouldn't even utter a word because this is not a word that a Jew knows how to share. And so Tisha B'Av really begins. The Sfarim say that already the Tzaddikim begin their Avodah from Chodesh Elul by Tisha B'Av. That already the Yom HaNoraim are in motion. Because we have a destination called Yom Kippur where the Jew will go back to the Madrigal on Yom Kippur. But you'll be able to look on Yom Kippur, you'll see people dressed in white. And that's just the echitzonius of the real reflection of what a Jew is in Yom Kippur, that he returns back to that place of Ani Amarat El Himatem. Then on the same way on Shavuos, he accepted the Luchas Rishonis. On Yom Kippur, he's going to be at the same place to receive the Luchas Shniyos. Yes. But as we allow that painful reality of Churban HaAdam, that we don't know who we are, how much we've forgotten who we are, to seep in. that it serves as a way of motivating us, of bringing out the true nitzitz of who we are, which will reveal itself in Yom Kippur. It's not just a time to mourn who we once were, but to commit to rebuild, to bringing up back to our state, and even to a higher state than before, to reveal who we truly are. When we speak about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we speak about that which we've lost, and we say the word Churban Beis HaMikdash, we said before that a bias is a very, very big place. When we speak about Beis HaMikdash, we speak about not just the destruction of the Chlalius Beis HaMikdash, we speak about the destruction of the Heichal, of the Kodesh Kadashim, of the Aron, of the Mizbeach, the Benayra, and the Mizbeach Azav. When we speak about the Azaras and the different Lishchas and the Chaimis of Yerushalayim, when we speak about Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim, this is Churban Beis HaMikdash is just a word which makes something which is huge to seem very small. And every single part, there's a particular churban and kina to say about. You can write a whole kina about the menorah. You can write a whole kina about the mizbeach. But the details, it's very hard to get into the details. And so too, when we speak about Geula from Mitzrayim, we read the Psukim and we see the Makos, and only on El Pesach do we allow ourselves to indulge what it means, Yetzias Mitzrayim, to understand not just Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bechlolius, but Bechratius. What does it mean that Hashem brought a Makkah? How many Chasadim were involved in that Makkah? How much Midah Kimegen Midah, how much thought was involved? We bring out by the details, we bring out from the subtleties just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. When we read this kina, and we speak about Betzeisim Yerushalayim, Betzeisim Mitzrayim, what the Paitan is telling us is that we should focus on the details. Hashem took us out of Yerushalayim, out of Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Chodesh Aviv. He took us out in a month where it wouldn't be too hot and it wouldn't be too cold. He knew we were going into the desert and he wanted the conditions to be right. It wasn't just a random time. It's just a symbol of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed, he does it by Ayin Yafeh. Because he's a Baal chesed. He's a tzaddik. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol derechav means that in every derech which Hashem does a chesed, he maximizes his tzidkus in that derech. But he does it with perfect tzidkus. That everything should be comfortable. And in a certain sense, as we're going to say now, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, that although on the surface what we're about to read is that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was in great detail in Chesed. At the Tzeis in Yerushalayim, it was in great detail. That on every single level, we have to appreciate the Churban on every single level. That it wasn't just that there was something called Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash means a lot. How much it took for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. But there's another connotation here of the connection between the two things. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Betzeisim Yitzrayim in perfect tzidkos, that even the Betzeisim Yerushalayim was in perfect tzidkos. It says in Eicha, Niskad al Psha'ai Biyadai. Rashi says this word niskad, ein letevazu dimyam b'mikra. This word, there's no other word in the Torah which there's a word like this, niskad. What does it mean, niskad? So the Medrash in Eicha Rabbah says niskad is a word of shakad. Like to learn Torah b'shkida Rabbah, have you shakid ala Torah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu was shakid HaKadosh Baruch Hu eich lahavi alai hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was diligent, he investigated a lot in terms of how to bring this ra upon us. So what Hashem said, Amar, ein ani magle oisam betkufais teves. I don't want to send Yidden into Gullus and Teves. Harehin leikim etzina mesim. If I send them into Gullus in such cold times, they're going to freeze to death. El harini magale oisam betkufas tamas. I'm going to send them out in Tamas. Shafidu hang yeshenim midrachim, because if they have to fall asleep on the roads, uberachoves in echa mehem nizok. Everybody will be. They'll be okay. They won't be too hot. They won't be too cold. They'll be okay in the nights when they have to sleep on the streets. And Hashem says, "Imani am megalei sam b'tkufas teves." If I send them into Golas and Teves, ein anavim bagefen. They ain't to ein b'teinah. It would be at a time where there's no food for them on the roads. Nothing is growing then. El harina megmagdei sam b'tkufas tamas. I'm going to send them out in tamas where the things are growing. It's a season of anavim and gefen and teinim. And Hashem says, I'm not going to send them into a midbar where they could die by rav. I'm going to send them through cities, built cities where they can find food and drink. But it's very easy to look at the details of the Churban in Teichalna Nashim as Piryam Alalaili and to say, wow, what an unbelievable tzara. It's as if things were just left to happen haphazardly. Chalil b'chas. Every single thing is midah connected midah, but everything is b'tzidkas and b'chesed keil. El emun of the ein avil, tzaddik v'yashar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is matriach himself to find the perfect time and the perfect way to send the yidin into Golas. But we find about Yosef at tzaddik, that when Yosef went into Golas for the first time in Mitzrayim, which is the very first Golas of Klal Yisrael, Hashem sent him down in a spice wagon because he says, not befitting for a tzaddik like this to go down like that. He should go down in a way into Golos where it should be sweet for him, that it should be good smells, that he should know that I'm with him. There's so much chesed which is laced into this b'tzeisi Mirushalayim. So not only do we have the details to bring out here in this B'tzeisi Mimitzayim, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim, how exact the Kodesh Baruch Hu is, to understand on every single level what it means, Churban Beis HaMikdash and Geula of Klal Yisrael. But on another level, to appreciate that in the same way that the B'tzeisi Mimitzayim was a chesed, the B'tzeisi Mirushalayim was also a chesed. Just that it's a chesed ne'elam. But we don't have the eyes yet to see that chesed. But as we read these and we read all the kinos, and we internalize the pain of what it means, Churban Beis HaMikdash on every level, to see within the darkness that light and that chesed of the tzaddik Hashem b'chol derechav, b'chassid b'chol ma'asav, in the Churban, in every step of our lives.